It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse wants the Biden administration to grant temporary protected status to Afghan citizens being evacuated to the U.S. and those who are already here. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
TPS protects citizens of a designated country from being deported and lets them work legally in the United States. It's generally used after natural disasters or during wars and other humanitarian crises. Neguse and three other Democratic House members sent a letter to the White House Thursday urging the president to grant the status to Afghans while it remains unsafe for them to return to their home country. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A district attorney finds that a fatal police shooting in El Paso County was justified. Robert Garcia was shot 5 times by a Fountain police officer April 19th. Garcia was driving a U-Haul pickup truck that police thought was involved in a robbery. After a chase, police approached the vehicle with guns drawn. The DA said Officer Isaac Abila fired his gun, believing another officer was in danger when Garcia accelerated toward them. Vail Resorts has opening dates for the next ski season. The company says it won't use the same pandemic-imposed reservation system from last season, but that policies will be updated according to public health guidance. The company plans to open its Keystone ski area in October. Denver's Kirkland Museum reopens today with a new exhibit. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
February's freezing temperatures burst the pipes of one of Denver's most colorful cultural institutions. 6 months and many repairs later, the Kirkland Museum is once again ready to welcome visitors with a new exhibit on designer Christopher Dresser. Associate Museum Director Renee Albiston says the show is presented on a new topic and in a different style than what visitors usually see at the museum.
We're really excited to educate the public on this sort of lesser-known movement, as well as really be able to drill down on some of these beautiful objects that are in our collection.
The exhibit will run through the end of the year. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.